Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the home front. Yes, that's correct. I have been so insane with many things going on that getting to the studio and trying to do my show from there hasn't been very helpful. So watching paint dry and not being able to move canvases around also hasn't been very helpful. So what have I been doing? Shopping and buying more art supplies. So that's been my, like, main focus. So the weather, let's see. Could we say that we're having a major Indian summer? I would say that. It's been comfortable, chilly, but comfortable, like high 50s, mid 40s, high 50s. I don't know. I guess it's supposed to be in the 40s and 50s, but not high 50s. But I have to say, I can't complain about that because I really like warm weather. As I've stated only 1,000 times in the 5 years that I've been doing this show. That's correct, 5 years. And it was really funny because when I had the anniversary and I wanted to say it, I totally spaced it. So I have to say I had a couple of things that I really wanted to just really quickly talk about. And number one was when I said last week that the only automated car was in Japan, that's not true, actually. The let's see. Sorry, what was I going to say? So Google had the first ever that car. So technically speaking, it was already made. It was a done deal. So I have to say, I have this one plant, and I'm cleaning this up right now. I'm going to just put it away, throw it in the garbage. It's unfortunate. But, you know, bamboo plants don't last forever. And I bought this special bamboo plant. I can't even say that, bamboo. So I bought this special plant, and I have to say they've all died now. So I just threw the last one away. And now what I have are just three regular, not special, bamboos. But I have this beautiful vase that they're in. I don't know. Kind of a neat thing, but it's got a little frog on it. So anyway, getting back to, so Google had that first automated, I think I said that first. So they had the first one, and I think that, you know, it was all, it's interesting. I don't know where they drive it around. You know, I don't go and work at Google, so I don't know off the top. But I know that they've had one for a while. So that technology is definitely out. And, you know, it's really funny. Okay, so let's talk about cars for a second. Fuel injection was invented in the 60s. It wasn't implemented until the late 80s, you know, mid-late 80s. I think 86 was the first time that they put the fuel injection into the vehicle. So it had been out. It was already, you know, there. It was already designed and working, but they just didn't upgrade the cars. They were still having carburetors. So the minute you put in fuel injection, the carburetor was gone. You know, it's just totally different way of doing it. So a carburetor puts air into a car, and fuel injection aerates the gas. So you don't need to have both. Thusly, they take out this big, cumbersome, circular piece, and they put in this little tiny gizmo that flaps open on its own. See, that's called technology at work, right? So the whole thing with the automated car is it's been there. They had it. The technology has been there. The minute they did the movie iRobot, listen, Isaac Asimov wrote that book a long, long time ago, and my grandfather was a big fan of Isaac Asimov, and I remember as a kid him giving me books that were first edition signed books. I have no idea where these books are. And since I've moved so many times, God knows if I even have them anymore, because after Sandy, I lost like 7 to 10 boxes of books that were in storage. And so who knows what was in those boxes, you know? I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I know that I had years and years and years of Art News and Art in America. So tons and tons of magazines, but most of my books were all there, you know. So anyway, I don't know. I'd have to really go on a hunt and try to find them, because I've moved so many times that it's like, you know, it's, okay, so really quick, funny story. So I'm living in this apartment now, we're going on 7 years. And I have to say that I'm not itching to leave. 7 year itch, haha. But I could tell you that I have been thinking about, you know, where do I want to go? What do I want to have? Where do I want to be? Kind of thing. And, you know, New York, the weather, because I talk about the weather all the time, because weather affects everybody, and that's just one of the things, that's just the way it goes. But I don't like cold weather. And, you know, dressing for cold weather, you put all these layers on, you're inside, and then you're hot. You get outside, and then you're freezing, and you go inside, and then you're hot again. I like my spring and my summer clothes, you know. We just grab a little jacket and you throw it on, you take it off, and you're back in your summer clothes. But putting on layers and, I don't know, flannel shirts, and it's not my thing, you know, all these, like, thick shirts and being uncomfortable. And I can't figure it out anyway, because I get, like, I become room temperature everywhere I go. So if the room's cold, I'm cold. I'm like a little reptile when it comes to that. A little gecko. I don't know. Maybe a gecko. Anyway. So my nieces and my nephews and my brothers tell me this all the time. It's like, that's their house. So when my brother and I were talking, this is a while ago, I have three brothers, and this is my middle brother. So he and I were talking, and we were talking about, you know, where do you want to go? Where do you want to live? And he's telling me, I would like to go to Florida. I want to be in warm weather. And he's the one that likes cold weather, which is really funny to me that he would even say that he would want to go and live in cold weather, you know, in warm weather. And then he says, when he talks about it, the kids flip out, because that's their house. They grew up in that house. That's their house. You know, I think that I was like 13 or 14 the first time that I moved from our house to another apartment, to a garden apartment. And then after that, it was just like a free-for-all. I moved so many times that it's uncountable. I remember in 1 year, I think I moved 17 times in 1 year. And basically, it wasn't about moving. It was about living in my car and trying to figure out where did I want to go. And I have to tell you, I did like the whole entire East Coast, and I stayed everywhere. I lived in South Carolina. I lived in Florida. I lived in New Jersey. I lived in Washington, D.C. It was just like I just kept going and going and going, and I didn't know where to stop. And then I came back to New York, and I had this fantastic apartment on 58th and 6th, and I was like, whew, all right, I'll stay right here. And I loved it there. And then I had to move from there, and I ended up going up to Columbus, and then I went to Central Park West. Then I went down to the Lower East Side, and then I was on Avenue C, and I was on 14th Street, and 22nd Street, and 36th Street, and 34th Street. I was everywhere. I was all over New York City. So to say I have a favorite spot, I have favorite streets in New York City. I have favorite locations. I definitely have favorite, like, you know, you see something, you say, oh, I love that. You know, yeah, I love brownstones. I love backyards. I like the whole thing. I like space. That's the bottom line, space, okay? And as an artist, all I ever do is look at space. And the minute I start to look at a space, right away I start putting myself in there going, oh, I love that high ceiling and those skylights, and how fabulous would that be to have the daylight in on my studio while I'm painting and have the warmth on my back? Because let me tell you, I would rather be wearing shorts and a T-shirt, you know, than a sweatshirt and jeans to paint in, you know. I've painted in far less, and I've painted in far more, and less is definitely better. I like that better. Scantily clothed to paint, you know, wash and wear. So then the facts go, well, I need a good shower. And I want one of those showers that has, like, all those heads coming out of every which way, and then they're spraying you everywhere, you know, because, I don't know, I guess those are the things that go together, painting and washing up, painting and washing up, painting and washing up. So I was having this conversation with my brother, and he was going on and on about how the kids are like, this is our house. We live here. We are not moving. And then it was just so, it was foreign to me because that's not how I grew up. We were mobile. You know, we were a mass unit. We were going everywhere. At any moment, you know, you're just ready to go. It's always funny to me, people that have been in the same house forever and ever and ever, and when I find out that certain friends have had the house, that it was their mother's house, that it was their sister's house, and that they're, now it's their house, and it's been passed down. So I say to myself, okay, I could be in one of my own houses. I could have a house. But then I'll be all by myself in a big house, because I'm all alone right now in a nice apartment, but it's, you know, it's just me in this apartment. I fit perfectly in here, and I've got neighbors that are all close, and people are around me. So I go and I buy a house, and then I'm in a house all by myself. So then there's all these other things that factor in. So the friends that have houses, they rent out the upstairs or the downstairs or both, and or, you know, but they're not alone in the house, even though they're alone on their floor. Well, I think about a house, and I say I'm going to raise the roof because I want at least 15-foot ceilings. Both floors, all my floors, I want 15-foot ceilings. I want height around me. I don't want to be cramped in. I like the idea of space, okay? How many times do I need to say that, right? So I really like that. But it was just so interesting when he was telling me that they were talking about this is their house. And they moved twice, okay? So they lived in Tarrytown first, and now they're in Croton. And I have, you know, another brother in Croton. But they're already out of the house. You know, one of them, he's in his last year of high school, and she's in college, you know. And my brother in Wisconsin, I don't think they're ever going to move. But, you know, one of their daughters is in college, and the other one's in high school. So, you know, and they have their own veterinary practice. So where are they going, really? They're very, you know, ensconced where they are. But it's funny because everybody talks about Florida. And I have to say, having driven everywhere, and I really have, I've driven across country so many times, and I never have a problem. You know, you put me in a car, fill up the tank, and make me comfortable, and I'll just go. And I have no worries. I can just go, go, go. I get to Florida, and I have to tell you, honestly, even though I have family there, I feel so lost. And it's not about the fact that it's spread out, because if you drive in Texas, you know spread out. You know, you drive in Vegas, you know spread out. And it's just, it's interesting. But Florida, I feel, I don't know, I have my GPS on my phone, but I still feel lost. I don't know, it's very interesting, right? Isn't that, everybody lives in a gated community, or, I don't, that's the whole thing, I don't know. Unless you live in a private house off the beach. So I don't know. If I go somewhere like that, I don't want to go by myself and live in a big house alone with all my space. Then I want to be with somebody that's going to be in my big house in all my space. Yeah, there you go. So anyway, so those are the thoughts that I've been thinking. So as I started to say that I've been having, like, no time to myself, excuse me, and it's like, so I'm teaching tomorrow morning, and then I'm participating in the film festival, because the film festival for where I work, it started on the 9th. I can't even believe how fast November's going. It's like we hit November 1st, and then bam, it's like it was Halloween, and now it's like November 11th. I was like, how the heck did that happen so quickly? It was like every single day of September went one day at a time. And October went one day at a time. And now we're in November, and it was just like, boom, the first week, boom, the second week. I'm like, oh, my God. How did that happen? How did that go so quickly? I know that things speed up and go fast, but I know that when you're busy, I know all these little cliches. I know all the little details. You know, when you're busy, time flies, you know. And when you're sitting around, well, let me tell you, I haven't been sitting around, but I have been really busy. But it's like I don't even want to use the word busy. I've just been so occupied with so many things that are going on, and it's just like the time is just evaporating. Very bizarre. So, yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying. I think I'll just leave it right there. Anyway. So I finished another painting, and I've got three more in my head to do. And I went and I bought three new canvases. And my dilemma is I really liked throwing the canvas on the wall, which I've done a few times now. This is I've done three, and I'm ready to do the fourth. And all I'm thinking is, like, all right, so I can go and I can buy a roll of canvas. So I get this thing from Michaels for 50% off. And then I go back and I'm like, all right, you know what? I'll just buy a roll of canvas from Michaels. And now they don't carry that anymore. You can't get it online. You can't get it in the stores. And I'm like, well, that kind of sucks because that's what I really want. And so it's like running around and looking for certain things. Yeah, pretty much. That's the way that's been going. So tomorrow I teach my first class in the public school how to make a book. So we're doing this book project. And then I was asked if I would be interested in doing bookmaking. I'm like, that's very cool because, you know, it's not something that I've done. I'm a novice at it myself. So I started to search, and I was looking and looking and looking, and I found all these really cool how-to. Now, these are children's books. Now I'm thinking maybe I should get into, like, book binding and then just make my own book myself. That would really be self-publishing, right? That would be so cool, right? Okay. So that's one of the things I'm thinking about, not just having my book published, but actually making the book, me making the book. Yeah, it's a thought. It's not written in stone. It's not written in stone, but it's definitely a thought. So, contemplating. Ow! I'm getting a little love from my cat. So he bit my foot. Not a hard bite. He's never broken skin, but he's having a good time pacing with me right now because, as I stated, I am in the home front, and thusly I'm pacing in my living room, and Kitty's pacing with me or catching me as I pass him because he's just so cute. He's so cute. Anyway, I'll tell you, I would love to have a house so I could have a dog. So my neighbor downstairs got this dog. I don't know if I mentioned it last week. The cutest little thing you've ever seen, and I can't tell you the mix because I can't remember the second. I think it's Maltese and something. I was thinking Chihuahua, but I don't think so. 3-pounder, 6 months old, and I was like, oh, my God. This dog is so cute. That all I'm thinking is, like, I want a dog. Now, I never really wanted a lap dog, you know. I wanted my cat to be a lap cat, that he would go out with me. And I remember seeing this guy one time in the city walking around with a cat on his shoulder. Now, he had a little leash on it, but the cat just sat on his shoulder. And it wasn't a little cat, you know. It's, like, probably about the size of my cat. My cat's probably close to 10 pounds. And I was like, oh, that would be so cool. I'll have a companion to travel with. Well, he doesn't like to leave the house. He's a real indoor cat, although he'd like to sit on the windowsill and, you know, make his little cat noises at all the birds that pass by and the squirrels and whatnot. But he doesn't like to go out. So whenever I have to take him to the vet or something, he's not a happy camper. It's, like, really hard to get him in his little box, and then he gets really stressed out and yada, yada, yada. So if I had a house, I'd have a big dog. I wouldn't have a little tiny lap dog. I'd have something that would protect the house and guard me, right? And not that I need guarding, but at least you have something really big in the house with you so you feel safe, right? Isn't that what it's always about? It's all about safety. It's never about anything else. How safe do you feel? Well, I feel pretty damn safe. I'm not safe at all. So, yeah, I'd have a big dog, and so I'd have to get him as a puppy because my cat's not young, and he's not exactly the most accepting. He's a little selfish, but he's a good kitty, and I love him, so he owns me, but I would definitely do a big dog with my big spacious house. Maybe I would do two dogs. I don't know. Maybe not, but anyway, so I just love that whole thing. This is our house. We are not moving. We're not leaving. I think that's just so, I don't know. It's it's charming and it's sweet. It's also a little too sedentary for me. I think that's the problem, you know. I don't want to be that sedentary. It's like I would go everywhere, anywhere, anytime. And it's not about lack of time. It's always about lack of finance, you know. So to travel anywhere you want to go, that would be the only thing, you know. Somebody could take care of Kitty, because I have to tell you, I would take him with me, but I don't know. He wouldn't like it. He's not a fun traveler. What are you going to do? Like I said, it is what it is. So, anyway, all that fun stuff. Yippee-ki-yay, right? Yay. Anyway, so I got this check in the mail yesterday for $1. And I have to tell you, I remember when I mailed this out, I bought some wine at one of those, I don't know where the heck, I was buying wine and they had this little rebate. Maybe it was right here in my neighborhood and I was going to a party. So talking almost a year ago, and I got $1 last night. I opened the mailbox and boom, this. I'm looking, I'm like, what the heck is that little tiny postcard? It's a check. The rebate that took them, you know, blank amount of time. God knows, a long time, $1. Very funny. Very funny. So anyway, so there you have it. So supplies. It's like only thing I think about these days, like buying more art supplies. So I've been in Michael's a whole bunch of times, and so what I did was I bought new canvas and I bought some new brushes, because I'll tell you what happens. I know I'm hard on brushes. I know that I really am fastidious about cleaning my brushes. But I have to tell you that when you throw canvas on a wall and there's no spring back, because canvas, you know, springs back at you. So when you're painting on canvas, there's nothing behind it. So when you're painting on it, you're painting on a soft surface. The minute you put that canvas on the wall and you gesso it, now it's like glued to the wall. And you're using these little delicate brushes and you're painting on a wall and there's no give. It's like when I paint on Masonite, the same thing happens. After a while, the brushes just absolutely fall apart and crumble. It doesn't matter that they're hog hair. It doesn't matter that they're natural, not synthetic. But what happens is those brushes take a beating. So I find that I'm buying less expensive brushes and just throwing them away rather than buying really expensive brushes and killing them. So my really expensive brushes haven't had much of a workout lately. And my really throwaway cheap brushes are taking the abuse and dying a happy death. I guess that's the best way to put it. Dying a happy death. Because look at what you created. So if I can get two paintings out of a brush, that's quite a lot. Usually it's done before the painting's done. And then I'm on to the next brush. It's kind of funny. But that's the way that goes. You know, it's just, it is what it is. So anyway, so really quick recap on my flowers, on my plants. So I have all these new plants, and I've been seeding and growing plants. Now, one plant, I have to say, I threw a seed into a pot, and I'm growing a papaya tree. And now the newest part of the papaya that just came out, the newest group of leaves, because they sprout four at a time. This one was six. And one of them didn't sprout. So I don't know if that's supposed to be an actual fruit seedling, and it's five leaves. It's really cool. And it's getting bigger and bigger, so it's like top heavy now. Yeah, I can't tell you. I don't know if that was supposed to be a leaf and it was premature, or if it's supposed to be like where the fruit is going to come bearing out of. And then I have a begonia in my kitchen, and that sucker's just flowering away. It is the happiest plant on the planet in my kitchen. Lovingly happy. And then I have like my Hawaiians, and I can tell you that one of my Hawaiians, it started flowering in the summer, maybe right before the summer, and it has continued to flower throughout the entire fall so far. And it flowered the entire summer, and now it's still flowering. It's really beautiful. They're tiny little orchids, like minuscule purple, blue, with a yellow inside orchid. They're really spectacular. Although I have to say on the fragrant level, there isn't really any fragrance. But they're beautiful. And so I have all these happy plants. So everybody's doing really well. Everything is thriving, including me. And I don't know, all this good stuff. So the reason that I was late calling you is because my mom and I were on the phone. And it was really funny. You know, whenever certain people want to get on the phone and talk to you, as long as you let them talk, you'll stay on the phone with them forever. If you try to get into a conversation or have any kind of back and forth discussion, it's always like a gotta go kind of thing. But it's more like, I have to tell you something and you need to just be quiet and listen. And then you say, okay, and then, listen, family's family. So I always think it's okay, you know, I don't know. So just one of those things. One of my brothers has been texting me all morning trying to figure out if we should sell a stock or if we should, you know, sorry, 90 seconds, or if we should, like, buy it back and, you know, cap our losses. I don't know. So I don't know. I'm going back and forth. I'm vacillating greatly because I don't know the answer. And he's the one that's usually, you know, I'm the novice and he's the stock guy, because I have to say, even though he's working all the time, he watches. And he watches and he watches and he watches. And so I'm always like, I don't know. Again, I still don't know. So, I don't know. It's funny. You think about it. It's like when you think in bulk, that's the way it goes. You think in bulk, you know. So, I don't know. Not my thing. Not the way I go. Anyway, so I'm going to see a movie tomorrow night called, in parentheses, Dis, and then the word honesty. It's a preview in the movie theater, film festival, and then I'm seeing another movie Friday, a Twisted Sister documentary, 10 seconds, and they're going to have a big party afterwards. So I'm going to go to both of those. And Friday, I'll be in the studio. So Friday will be a real studio day where I'm working, because I have to say I was there yesterday and there was nothing I could do because I'm watching paint dry, and even though I started painting a watercolor, which I've actually been working on, my heart's not in that watercolor right now. It's not my heart, my mind. My mind is on something else, so I'm finding it kind of difficult to focus on other things. I'm very singly focused at the moment, and all I want to do is get that canvas off the wall and get another one on the wall, and I can't because the paint is, it's not 100% dry. Now, I'm sure I can, you know, move it, but I'm starting to have less and less space. What's the one thing I talk about all the time? So I'm filling all my walls, and I need some space. Anyway, so that's the story, Morning Glory, and thank you so much for sharing with me. And that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. So go out, have a great day. It looks like a very balmy day, although I don't think it's cold. It's just balmy. Yesterday was a rainy day, but I have to say I was out in the rain yesterday all day long, and I really thoroughly enjoyed it. Very interesting. Oh, I went to see a spectacular show last night. I totally forgot. I went to see a burlesque show at the Minetta Theater downtown. And it was Cinderella. It was like their rendition of a burlesque Cinderella. It was fabulous. So you know that I'm taking ballet, and everybody that was in the show, they are all formally trained. And so there was tons of ballet and a modern take on it. They also did the can-can. But I guess what is burlesque without the can-can? But it was really interesting because of the way the dancing is a little bit of everything, but a lot of ballet and formal dance. God, it was fabulous. What a gorgeous show. So if you get a chance and you go, sit close. I was in the last row of the orchestra, and it was still fabulous. It was fantastic. But I have to say that if you sit close, you really get the show. because, you know, it's burlesque and you have to be 21 and over to be there. So lots of scantily clothed sort of nudity, but not full frontal. Anyway, all right, that's it. So have a fabulous day, and thank you so much for listening. Have a great week, and I will fill you in on all the details and all the goods next week, Wednesday. Have a great week. Thank you. This is Lisa Lisa of The Lisa Lisa Show, signing off.